systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, December 4th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode number 280. Woo!
Woo! What are you going for?
What was that? And my name is Danny.
Because I was tempting to go, and my name's Brayden. I had that in my head. I was seriously going to do it.
So tired.
I am tired, but I got a rock star. Cool. It's fine. I'll get through it.
Why are you so tired?
Because I went out last night and stayed up most of the night, and the futon I slept on was uncomfortable as fuck, and I slept maybe like an hour.
Why were you up all night?
Because I gave a friend a ride home, and
male or female?
Chick? Yeah.
I thought you didn't like chicks.
She was cool. She bought me drinks and got me gas, so.
She bought you drinks before getting a ride home?
No, after she got a ride. We were already in Sea Falls. There was a bar right by our place.
Right.
And so.
And you didn't think that maybe drinking would impair your driving skills and you wouldn't be able to make it home.
I was only going to have like one or two drinks or whatever and then just chill for like an hour and then go home. But I kept drinking. Yeah. I didn't get drunk or anything.
So you were.
I could have drove and everything, but I did not want to take the chance with so many cops around and everything. I didn't want to come home.
So you were out having fun while I was sitting here worrying sick.
You weren't worrying sick. You were asleep.
I was actually kind of
pissed. You said, goodnight, baby, and blah, 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 and texted me.
Yeah, I was pissed because I was waiting here for you to get home to cook me some dinner. You know what I had to eat because you were out having fun and getting
ramen?
Drunk and having sex, probably?
Oh, right.
Yeah. I had to eat peanut butter sandwich. Not happy about
that.
Why
not? Did this ramen in there, you fucking dork?
Fuck ramen.
It's better than peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what?
What?
I would have beat your fucking ass if you wouldn't have made it home before I went to work. Because if I didn't have my iPod cable and I
told you, I meet you here before you got to work.
You're fucking lucky you did because you were like, oh, I'll be home at 7. Like, okay, slut. I need my iPod cable.
Well, she gave me 20 extra bucks to give her a ride to her mom's place in the morning, so.
Making money. Well, you should just open up a taxi service. You know enough deadbeat people that don't have cars of their own that you could make some money.
I'm good.
No?
No.
Not fun?
She had to be there by 7, so.
Ugh.
I was like, I'll
Kind of place would you ever have to be at 7 in the morning? That's ridiculous.
Well, like normal jobs.
Fuck that. No, normal jobs are 8 or 9.
Some of them go in at 7.
That's why it's called the 9 to 5.
Fuck BMC when, like, Jake, when he was working there, he had to be there at 6 in the morning.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Who in their right mind would be like, yeah, that sounds like a good career path.
Yeah, Amesby says my job is 6:45 a.m.
Fuck that. I don't know. I would get fired from that. Like, if my job wasn't as lenient as they are about me rolling in there. Like, I leave my house at 8 when I'm supposed to be at the office.
At 8.
At 8. I usually leave at 8, but fuck dude.
I couldn't
get up that early, I don't think.
But yeah, I made it here before you went to work. And
you're lucky.
Yeah, so.
I was
and
not
then I
thrilled.
Tried to sleep for a little while, and Ashley ended up texting me at like 9:30. And then I went back to sleep for a little bit, but I didn't sleep very good. And just, I don't know, I ended up just getting up because I was like, fuck.
Were you hungover this morning?
No. I told you, I didn't drink that much. I just didn't want to drive, you know, with that on my breath. Because I thought about it, you know, yeah, I would have been able to drive home just fine, but.
Mm-hmm.
After seeing all the cops and shit that are out, I was like, maybe it's not such a good idea. So,
well, that's good. I'm glad you made it home safe.
Yeah.
Was it awkward when I was like, let me smell your twat?
I still haven't taken a shower. You want to smell it?
No, I don't. I can imagine what it smells like.
I didn't fuck anybody, you fucking, oh, God.
Uh-huh. Well, that's
what
fine.
I had
company over, so it's cool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who'd you have over?
You should
over?
Go smell those sheets.
I'll fucking kill you.
Oh, okay, double standards.
I went and hung out with a chick.
So did I.
You can hang out with dudes.
I don't like dudes. Dudes are dumb. I only hang out with chicks.
Don't See? You even.
That's you.
But I won't
That's
go and
you.
Hang out with a guy without you, though.
That's you.
But I'm nice. I won't go and just hang out. I won't just go bro down because I know.
Go bro it out.
Right. I know because you're my boyfriend and I feel uncomfortable going and hanging out with a guy alone.
Because you know the only reason guys want to hang out with you is to fuck you. They don't want to be
maybe,
a friend.
Maybe, maybe not. I
Who
don't
gives
know.
A shit?
But I don't like
I got
going out and doing that without you.
Friends.
Because
I got plenty of friends.
It sends the wrong message. It's like, oh, she wants to come out and have fun with me.
Chicks to fuck. Now that's what I need more of. Friends, I'm good on friends. My gas tank is on F for full of friends.
You don't need any more chick friends, okay?
I do.
And
I need
you're
a couple
to hang out with them either.
Well, I sent her home before you got here, so it was cool.
I will kill you.
So, I had, you know, have you seen around town here that there's a car lot, a pretty major car lot here that's going out of business? Have you noticed that at all? Have you
The one with all the lights?
The one that with all the going out of business signs and
no,
the
it's on the right hand side of the, or the left hand side of the road. You're going north.
Scarf.
93.
There, I said it. Scarf Auto.
Yeah,
going out
they
of
had,
business.
They had all of their caution lights on and, at night, so it looked like they were all just fucking.
Oh no! That was a tent sale. Thing. That was out by Rosars. There's actually no car dealership there. That's just a big field that they like to have their tent sales in.
I don't fucking know.
But no, so Scarf is going out of business here. They used to be a Pontiac dealer. Pontiac quit making cars. They still did, you know, work on them and whatnot. Buick, GMC, I think, is what else they sell. Chevys. And they're going out of business. So the other day, Ryan had to go there to pick up their cooler and all the jugs and everything.
Yeah.
He rolls into the parking lot and you can see, like, they're still, because they're still open.
Uh-huh.
There's a not used car salesman, but car salesmen. Uh-huh. I classify them all as used car salesmen. Uh-huh. Whether or not they're selling new or used cars, doesn't matter. Like Guitar Hero Dave says, everything must go. And Ryan rolls in there by himself and there's a guy outside, couple other guys talking
just
to
like
somebody.
Vultures are like, I see a
they
new
mobbed
person.
His ass, dude, out before he even got out of the truck. A guy
Hi, how you doing?
Came out. Hi, can I get you into a new truck? Obviously, name of the company on the shirt, name of the company
right
on the side of the truck. No? Well, what are you driving for your personal vehicle? Can I get you into something new? No. No, you cannot. Gets out. Walks into the place. Another guy comes up. Can we get you into a new car? No, dude. I'm here to pick up the fucking water cooler. On his way out, one of the guys that was talking with the other guy and a potential customer comes over to him. Hey, what can we do to get you into a new car today?
I wouldn't even like respond at that point. I'm just like, go to hell. Please
okay, you
alone.
Can get your wife to come down here and suck this cock, and I will think about getting into a new
car
today.
Oh, you should have said that. Oh. I wish the shirt wouldn't have said, like, or something.
Yeah, that or something. Wow. Edit point.
Yeah.
You're the worst.
I haven't slipped on that until now. Sorry.
You are the fucking worst. Wow, let's just hope everyone was too stoned to notice that.
Yeah.
Fucking
I think we're good.
Christ.
Just do that.
I'm going to need you all to sign non-disclosure agreements before exiting the chat room now.
Right.
No, Amesby says, nope, I totally noticed. Thank you for
Oops.
That. Let's just never mention that again.
My bad.
If we could. I will have to edit that out of the podcast version. You are so fucking retarded.
I am so tired. Go to hell. I'm belligerent.
That's your fault for being up all night sucking and fucking.
Oh, yeah, because I was sucking and fucking all right.
So he comes back and Ryan tells me this story. And I'm like, well, yeah, dude, they're desperate. They're like, what else can you do? What are your skill sets?
You fucking go and apply at another car lot.
But you know? There's no, I don't think you can do that here.
Well, do go into another
I don't,
thing of sales. I mean, they could go into like
but I think
working
it's the
at
whole
like Best
sales,
Buy or
that's different though, I think, than selling cars, isn't it? I don't know.
You're making a commission off of yeah. what you sell. So, I mean, I'm sure if you go to like Best Buy or like GameStop or like, you know, any of those little places you need to sell shit to make shit, they'd be just
right.
fine.
But
because,
I,
you know, any salesman, they don't know jack shit about cars. You know that,
well,
right?
Well, no, I know shit. If they did, they'd
the
be in
their... The only thing
they
know is what they're told in their, like, week of training before they're put on the floor.
Right. And if they did, they'd be the mechanics.
Right.
They don't know anything. They know how to talk to people, how to sell, you know, hard sell, all that. They know the tricks of the trade of selling stuff. So... Ryan gets the cooler but forgets to get the jugs. So I go back the next day, which was yesterday, to get the jugs.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking of this in the back of my head just because, you know, it was a pretty amusing story to me that he got hounded by all these different people and shit.
Yeah.
I go there and the same exact thing happens. As I roll up, I see this darker skin fella, we'll say, like talking to himself, which was weird. He was the only one standing outside, all bundled up because they don't like the cold, you know. And he's there talking to himself, like, you can do this. Or actually, it looked like what he was saying
need
was,
to get a sale.
Was
need
please,
to get a
please, please,
sale.
Please. It looked like please, 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 please. And like, we make eye contact, and I'm like, fuck, 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 dude. And, like, same exact thing, dude. I open the door, and he's, like, right there, like, fucking helping me out of my truck almost. Like, what can we do to get you into a new truck? Dude, I'm just here to pick up the jugs, man. All right, well, what do you drive as a personal ride? Like, do you guys all read off the same fucking script? Because that's creeping me out.
Did you ask him that?
You're giving me some wicked deja vu.
Oh,
and then I go in, and there's three guys standing there talking about how awful this is. And they all turn around and look, and they all start to say something. And one of them, you know, gets
it
out before the other ones get to. So they keep quiet. And he's like, so, interested in a new vehicle? I'm like, not in this economy, dude. I don't have car payments. I'm going to keep it that way.
Nice.
You guys suckered me a couple of times when I was younger about getting new cars and shit. Fuck that, dude. Fuck that. So, yeah, that sucks, man. You could smell the desperation in the air. It was so thick, dude. It was just like,
please, God.
It was sad. It was so sad. It's like, not only is now your place going out of business, but I'm sure the months leading up to this has been shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're not selling two cars a day like you're used to. It reminded me of that movie we saw a long time ago with, what the fuck's that guy's name? The dude from PCU, Draws. Is who he played in PCU. Jeremy Piven, that's it. He was that used car dealer, and they called him in, the big dogs, to come in and help save car lot.
Yeah.
It was like that. I was expecting to see like all of these strippers dance around on poles and the guy coming out with the Shooter McGavins and shit.
Nice.
And like, what can I do to get you into this ride right now? It was so creepy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the goods. Thank you, Nacho. The goods. It was actually kind of an amusing movie.
Your cat lays funny.
Yeah,
she
does
that. Just saying, she's like laying on her head.
So while I was sitting here waiting for you to come home and feed me, that you never did, I watched this show.
Keep holding that grudge. Go ahead.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Till you die. Or apologize with penis in your mouth.
I've apologized a million times.
Preferably mine.
Oh, okay, wait. I'll go ahead and...
No. So, do you know who Steven Seagal is?
Nope.
Do you remember Steven Seagal? Well, he's back, baby. He's back. He's back with a vengeance.
Why would he even come back?
Well, apparently he never left, and I didn't know this.
He should have left.
I used to enjoy his movies, Out to Kill, Above the Law. Those were all classics back in the day. Him and Van Damme.
Back in the day.
It's because my dad was a huge fan of Seagal, and I kind of inherited that.
You inherited his likes.
Among other
movies.
Things. And his hairline.
Yes.
But
thank
apparently,
you, Matt's dad, for the bald
For
spot.
The past 20 years, Steven Seagal has been a cop. Did you know that? Like a for real cop.
No, I didn't. Dude, how would you feel getting pulled over by Steven Seagal?
I know, it's so...
Like, can I have your autograph? Yeah, here, it's on this ticket.
I would just laugh at him and be like, whoa, dude, you used to be Steven Seagal.
That's so awesome.
And I would say it just like that. But holy shit, he...
He probably writes so many fucking tickets, dude.
Well,
just
it's
pissed off.
It's
aren't
weird.
You, yeah, you were speeding 4 miles over the speed limit. Here you go.
The show is called Lawman, Steven Seagal, and it starts out with this like awesome, fucking intense, extreme intro, where he's like, "Some of you may know me as Steven Seagal, the movie star, but what I've kept out of the limelight for the last 20 years is that I was Steven Seagal." A real cop. It's so stupid.
Oh my god.
And so there's, it's like Cops, but they're rolling around with Steven Seagal in this little shithole town in Louisiana. And so the first thing, they're driving around and shit, and they get a call on the radio for a carjacking. Some fool jacked this car at rifle point, 270 hunting rifle. And so they fucking flip on the lights, and they're gunning it. And the whole time, Steven Seagal's in the passenger seat telling the real cop, like, what to do. Like, flip on the lights, let's go, and let's get this fool. And just dumb, dumb shit like that. It's so funny. And all the shots show, it's like the same shot they just use over and over again of, like, the side-by-side, like, they roll around in these big SUVs that are all unmarked and shit. So it'll go from inside, they got a camera on the dashboard looking up at them, so you see both people, the real cop and then Mr. Seagal.
Uh-huh.
And then it cuts out all quick and jittery to the side of the SUV, and then it shows them, like, accelerate, and then they just take off. But it's like they use that same clip for everything. They'll be like, go back in the car. And then they'll cut right back out, show it, and then you'll hear it go, and then go. It's so funny. Even when they're, like, in town and shit driving, like, obviously you couldn't have accelerated like that.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Anyway, Dancing Ron Tugs thinks that your hat is his. He's pretty positive that
honestly,
it's your hat.
It might be because I found this hat up at my mom's house a long time ago, so it very well may be your hat. Thank you, though. So
just letting you know.
Yeah, no, it probably is.
Who is that?
That's a friend of ours. Me and my brother's friend.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I found this hat downstairs, and I asked Mark.
I remember because I was like, "Where'd you get that hat?" You're like, "I found it."
Yeah, I found it. It's probably his, honestly. But so
yeah, I wonder if he's gonna come repo it now. He's like, "I want my
I don't
hat
know.
Back."
Do you want it back?
You can't have it back. It looks better on Matt. I don't know what you look like, but it looks better on Matt. Please don't take his hat.
It's the only one I have right now.
I know.
So they go to this carjacking, right? And they're acting like it's this super escalated situation. And it's a chase, and they're way behind, right? There's all these other, like, real cops and real cop cars and shit. By the time they get there, the real cops have the guy in custody, everything's done, but they fucking mob in there in their SUVs, and they jump out, like, and they bust through the cop line and grab the guy from the other cops. They're like, get him, get him, get him, down on the ground, tase him, tase him, tase him.
And he's already restrained.
The dude was already, he didn't have cuffs on, but the cops, like, had him. And they come busting through all these people. It was so funny, because they made it look like we were first on the scene, but you can see all the lights blinking from all the other cops and shit.
That's so great.
And they took the guy from the other cops, threw him on the ground, and tased his ass, dude.
If I were the other cops, I would have been pissed. I'd be like, get the fuck off of my turf,
you
motherfucker.
It's you, Mr. Seagal. I'm sorry. But, dude, they fucking tased him. It was so funny. They already had him. And they come running in with the camera crew and shit. And Steven Seagal's like, get him, get him. And they fucking tased his ass. It was so funny. Because they were so behind everybody else, but they shot it to where it looked like they were with that side shot of them accelerating. It's so great. So then I noticed I only watched the two episodes that were out, but he had these little, like, he's teaching the cops because he's, like, you know, judo master. I guess that was in real life also. I thought all this shit was made up. I didn't think Steven Seagal knew any of these taekwondo or whatever he knows. So he's there as like this martial arts teacher now. And in every scene, he has a different pair of sunglasses on, like looking like Steven Seagal, the badass, right?
Yeah.
But they're all, like, on his head crooked and shit, like he's kind of retarded, or, like, someone just came and put them on him, but they're all, like, hanging off, kind of. Like, he looks very washed up, I have to say, but he's still pretty quick. They were doing this thing where you, like, point a gun at someone's head, and he's showing you how to, like, get around it without getting shot in the face, and, like, he's still pretty quick, because you'd go like this, and then say bang, and, yeah, he would move, like, so he's quick still, but I think a lot of it's camera angles.
Yeah, probably.
It's such a great show, though. You guys have to watch it. It's so fucking funny. And then, let's see. Yeah, then I noticed this weird thing. Every guy that they take down, they tase him. Like, totally unnecessary.
Like, I just love this thing. I just got it last week.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, the criminal sees it, like, oh shit, Steven Seagal. And they're like, tase him, tase him. And they just come at him.
The guy's like, oh shit, Steven Seagal.
Oh yeah, it's so funny. And they just blast his ass with the taser. Like every no matter what they're investigating, someone always gets tased.
He's like, hi, officer, how are you doing? Bzzz.
They're like, get him down on the ground, tase him, tase him.
But I just jaywalked, dude.
They do it just like that, too. It's so funny. Nacho says, Seagal is a verified badass. He's just so damn corny that people think of him as a joke. I could see that, because it depends. He's like a morpher. Like a transformer, depending on what race he's speaking to, he instantly morphs into that slang or that language. When they were dealing with Mexican people, he had a Mexican accent, like, hey, Holmes, you know, you just need to be cool or we'll tase you and
what
shit.
The fuck?
And then he was talking to these black dudes and he's like, yeah, like. He takes on that. I don't know
if that's
weird. Left over from his acting days of
probably.
Him just absorbing what he's like in Heroes, the guy that absorbs everyone's ability.
Yeah.
He's like that, but with races. He absorbs your race.
That's retarded.
It's weird. It's so weird.
Be funny if he starts morphing colors.
Oh, and did you know, I didn't know this, maybe you guys in the chat knew, but did you know that Steven Seagal sees in slow motion? You didn't see? You guys learned something today. Did you guys know that? Because every time they're driving around and he's like, you just gotta watch people, you gotta look, and it'll show what he's looking at, like, you gotta watch their hands, and you gotta watch that, and it gets into, like, super slow-mo, like, that's how he sees it, because he's so disciplined and everything. It's so fucking stupid. It's a great show, though.
Wow.
So, moving on, if we had to find in the world one man that has never been exposed to porn, do you think that would be possible in this day and age?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
I do.
Because this study from Montreal says that they couldn't find any.
In, like, how old?
Men.
Okay, so like 20, men, 23.
Men, like, I'd even say... Fuck, dude, like 15 till I'd maybe leave out the upper end of the spectrum. Like, I'd cut it off at 65, I would say.
I would say, like, those hardcore, like, you know, Mennonites and shit.
I don't think so, dude, though. I think they get exposed to it. I don't think you could find a person. Montreal researchers...
No, they can't find any because they're so backwatered in the woods somewhere.
Right, and the ones that haven't, they're like, we don't need to talk to you. We're scared.
Yeah, they fuck sheep and stuff, so...
But a Montreal researcher study of the impact of pornography on men is making headlines around the world. Here's how two British papers described it. Quote, porn-loving men ruin sex study, said The Sun...
Okay.
And then, quote, all men watch porn, scientists find, said The Telegraph. When University of Montreal assistant professor Simon Lewis Lahunes, I don't even know what that word is, launched his project with men in their 20s, he wanted to interview subjects who had never been exposed to pornography. porn virgins, if you will. Do we have any porn virgins in the chat? TheJamHole.com/feedback. I'd be interested to see.
Nacho Camacho says that I've got two cousins that haven't seen porn. They're homeschooled. So there are
really
people.
Do they have access to computers?
He says, and the only people they are ever around are each other and the other kids from their dad's church.
Well, that's a little creepy.
Yeah, they might have been, you know.
They've been exposed to porn in a different way,
yeah,
let's say.
That's what
like
I was gonna say.
The business end of the fucking cross of God, if you know what I mean. When I say cross of God, I mean the vicar's penis. But this guy, he couldn't find any. Quote, guys who do not watch pornography do not exist, Lahunes of the university says. So his study examined the habits of 20 university students who consumed X-rated material. That would be all of them. And the impact on their sexual identity and how it shapes their relationships with women. Now, would you say that watching porn, or ever since the invention of porn, be it in magazine form or
video,
everywhere,
audio,
online,
whatever.
Right, audio, auditory, visual stimuli, is that a positive or a negative effect on a man?
Well, it depends on, you know, I mean, there's totally different genres of pornography, for one. I mean, it depends on what the fuck you're watching. If you're watching some sadomasochist shit, you know, I don't know. It could have a weird fucking effect on you. But a lot of times it's good because then dudes get, you know, cool ideas and stuff and they try to do different things. And that's cool because we like to switch it up once in a while, you
right,
know?
And that's what I was going to mention. That's like when I was
it's
younger.
It's like studying. It's like, man,
exactly.
You know, that looks, okay, that's how you stand. Okay, I get it. All right, cool, you know?
That's how you fucking DP a bitch.
Right.
Without like, getting your balls on the other guy's balls.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
I get it.
It's always
but yeah,
so
when
involved.
I was younger, I used to watch it and like kind of, you know, you're taking mental notes while you're jerking off and stuff. So
yeah, I did the same thing. Like I would watch porn and I'd be like, huh, that's how you do it. Okay.
I think though that it could ruin a guy if it's like the whole rumor about you're never supposed to have sex when you're on ecstasy because it'll ruin sex.
Right.
I think certain guys, if they watch porn
certain
or too
porn.
Much porn, they will start judging women according to that
I think that is
standard
true.
Rather than real life standard, and they'll never be happy. They'll
I
never
think
be
that
satisfied.
Is true, because they're watching porn star quality stuff, and you're not going to see just a random fucking porn star walking down the road that you're going to want to get with. And if you did, she's probably not going to fucking take a liking in you anyway, because you're a nerd that sits at home and watches porn on its computer.
Right.
So, right. You, if you watch too much porn, yeah, I could see that having a bad impact on you, because you're going to see all these beautiful chicks that do all these fucking things for these guys just fucking, you know, for absolutely no reason at all. And they, you know, every time in the fucking videos and stuff, they show it perfect. It's perfect. There's no fuck ups in porn unless you get the porn bloopers off of, you know, YouPorn, because that's
right.
Hilarious. But
or distorted view.
Right. Oh, chicken nugget. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I mean, like, they always show it perfect and stuff. And when that's all you're used to seeing is this perfect fucking beautiful.
Yeah, you're left chasing that for the rest of your life and never being completely satisfied.
It's like smoking pot for the first time. You're always going to chase that high. It's like doing coke for the first time. You're always going to chase that fucking high. And it's never going to be the same.
Yeah.
It's never going to be the same. So you don't ruin it.
What do you
it.
Think, though, of women that consider, if their men watch porn, they consider it cheating?
That's ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
It's like women that,
it's annoying if they watch it a lot.
Right, like all the time.
Right. I mean, like, if they got to watch porn while you're fucking just to get off, that would piss me off. I'd be like, all right, am I not good enough? What the fuck, dude? You ain't got to turn that shit on.
Well, and I would start to worry in the case of you have real pussy right here and you would rather jerk off. Like,
yeah.
That seems weird. Unless real pussy right here is all nasty and fucked up.
Right.
Guitar Hero Dave says, porn is how I learn how not to get a girl pregnant. Pull out and shoot it in her face. That's right.
That's good.
That is good. And
good.
Porn is giving lots of dumb women jobs that they would otherwise not have.
They have no skills besides being a sex toy.
But yeah, I think the whole, like, oh, you watch porn, you're cheating, that's dumb. That's like girls that their husbands put their penis in another girl's mouth, and their wife is like, oh, that's cheating. Like, grow up. When has that ever been cheating? What? I mean, come on.
Did you just seriously say that getting a blowjob by somebody else would be cheating?
Keep up. I said that like 10 minutes ago.
Skull.
So a study examined the habits of 20 university students who consume the porn, that would be all of them, the impact on their sexual identity and how it shapes their relationships with women. Do you think watching porn makes men objectify the women or treat them like shit, perhaps?
Depends on what porn they like watching.
Like Goatsy?
No, not like Goatsy. I mean, like...
Like, let's say you're a kid and you watch
like rough,
sick, nasty...
Like masochist porn, like where the dude's like, you know, slapping bitch around and shit and face-fucking her. I mean, I can see if you watch a lot of that.
The humiliation porn.
Not really humiliation, but just...
Spitting on chicks and slapping them and choking them. That's kind of under the category of humiliation.
Right. Well, if you're watching that shit
and
turns you on, then,
on the hard
I mean...
drive.
Then, I mean... You know, that might deter a guy to fucking treat a chick.
Unless
well.
You find a chick that's into that.
Then you're good.
Then fucking jackpot.
Right.
La Chunis found most boys seek pornography by age 10. At about the same time they become curious about sex, they chose what they wanted to see and quickly rejected what they found offensive, for example, bestiality or violence. About 90% of pornography is consumed on the internet, while 10% comes from video stores. Do people still go into video stores and get porn?
Not that I know
like,
of.
People that don't have the internet, I guess, or...
They don't even sell porn up here except for in the fucking head shops, and it's all porn that I've already seen. And then the porn in, like, movie gallery and stuff, it's all girl-on-girl, or it's girl-on-dude or whatever, but there's no penetration. In every... fucking movie place here that has porn to rent. There's no penetration. It's all softcore porn.
Guitar Hero Dave says, what's wrong with slapping a bitch every once in a while? Especially if she asks for it. You know?
Just don't smack me in the face.
I don't mean asking for it by like, you know, oh, please slap me. I mean asking for it by staying out all night and not cooking dinner, perhaps, or something like that. You know, if that were to happen, I would say, yeah, you know, go for it.
Wish I had something to throw at you.
Well-deserved smack in the mouth. That's all right.
You smack me.
Make it sexy, though.
You
gotta make you. You gotta make it sexy, though.
Go fuck yourself.
Otherwise,
I'll throw a cat at you.
But what I was wondering, what about if kids grow up and they watch that stuff and then they finally get with a chick and like the first thing they try to do is stick their fist up their twat because that's like all they saw or something? Like maybe their parents were into some freaky shit. Like you can't just go straight to fisting. You need to taper that shit out.
Oh, God.
Like,
I
then
found
I
one
could
of my parents'
see.
Porn once, and it was, Honey, I Blew Everyone.
Was Rick Moranis in it?
I have no idea. I just remember my brother, he was a little kid, right? And he's like, I want to watch this movie. And it's, you know, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And Mikey fucking grabs the movie, and he goes to throw it in, and it's just, oh, my God, fuck, can I go and turn it off? I'm like... I wrote one. What the fuck is this shit? They're like, oops.
That's
yeah.
pretty awesome.
I put that in with the family movies. My bad.
So as adults, their sex lives were pretty conventional, almost identical to their parents, the professor said. In fact, the men distinguished between fantasy and reality. They did not want their partners to look like porn stars, he said. And that's what we're talking about. Like, so it's not ruining. These guys can make the differentiation between what's real and what's not.
Yeah.
But I think it depends how you were brought up and what age range you're in, you know?
Yeah.
Quote, well, maybe in their bed once or twice, but not in their life. Do you guys, anyone in the chat ever close your eyes and imagine a certain porn star while you're fucking your maybe not so sexy wife? Just curious. Yeah?
Yeah.
Who do you imagine?
No,
Ashley?
It's just a skit from this one porn. That's all.
And what happened in it?
There's a couple different ones I think about.
And what happened in
I'm
them?
I'm not telling you.
Why?
Why would I tell you?
Because we're fucking talking about it on a fucking talk show. Oh, I don't know.
Well, there's a few that, like, if I'm having trouble coming, it's like, if I gotta have the awesome
concentration.
Oh, yeah,
you gotta have your go-to ace
you
hole card.
Yeah, you gotta be focused. I never think about an ex, which is nice.
Huh.
Do you fucking think about your ex?
Maybe.
I'll kill you.
You gotta have that go-to thing.
I'm gonna go through and delete all what your are you fucking ex-girlfriend pictures.
Oh, do you want to talk about that, Snoopy?
What? I was going that, through Snoopy? It to look for tattoo pictures, and then
in my fucking hard drive labeled "My pictures keep out."
It doesn't say "keep out." You
it does now. You fuck. You can't go through my fucking pictures on my fucking computer and then be like, you gotta get rid of those. I had a girlfriend once that did that, but they were physical pictures. And she's like, if you love me, you wouldn't need those. And I fucking burned them all. Never again. Never
then
for a bitch.
Then why the fuck won't you do that for me?
Because never again. If you would have been the first one, okay. But I've learned my lesson. You can't get pictures back.
Who gives a fuck? Why do you need them?
Because they're memories. They're fucking, that's my life. Why would you? That's dumb.
I don't have any pictures of my exes.
That's not my fault. Because I always had computers when I was growing up, so I had the ability to take pictures and save them, you know?
I don't know. I just didn't like scrolling through your shit trying to find something, and then like every like other picture, it's like you making out with a different chick. I'm like, God damn it, another one.
Well...
It's like, oh, that's a pussy. Oh, there's Matt's ball.
She
sack.
Was seriously,
oh, there's your ass.
She was seriously mad about that when I got home.
Well,
she's
it doesn't
like,
really
why
bother
you
me
still
that
have-
you have ex girlfriends on there. It just started to bug me after like I'm scrolling through for like 20 minutes and I've seen like 40 different chicks sucking
well,
on your
let's
face.
See. How many years of our lives have me and you been together compared to have not been together? There's of course there's gonna be more pictures of me with other people. We've only been together for maybe a year now.
Actually, with the New York pictures, it's almost comparison. It's pretty good.
I can't believe you were all like, you better get rid of those.
I never said you better get rid of those.
No,
I was
but
just
you
jokingly
were
like,
jokingly,
kind of like, hey, you
jokingly,
know,
seriously,
those.
Like,
see
get
if
rid
you
of
do
those.
It type of deal. Like, will he do it?
I held my ground though. So if you guys want pictures of my exes naked, I still got them, and or her, either or, $5 a pop.
I'll kill you.
Jamhole.com/donate.
You just said jamhole.com.
I said the jamhole.com/donate.
You don't even say the anymore.
I do.
You said jamhole.com.
Because that's the URL.
You said jamhole.com/donate.
No, I just say it so quickly it may sound like that. I
so
say thejamhole.com/donate. Thejamhole.com/donate.
There you go.
Thejamhole.com.
There you go.
That's how I said it.
No, you didn't.
You know, you
listen
can go,
back in the fucking
you
recording
can go to,
when you go to edit it.
You can go to thejamhole.net also now.
Oh, my God.
Let's see here. So he suggested that pornography has been demonized and that its effects are negligible. If pornography is like a neurotoxin that damages the brain, as some U.S. anti-pornography crusaders claim, who are those faggots?
I don't know.
I'll kill them. I'll kill them all. I'll put them on a cross. Then simply showing heterosexual porn to gay men could switch their orientation. Do you think they tried it? They, like, they got down on some Clockwork Orange shit with the thing on the eyes and the fucking, the full-on sensory explosion. They're like, we're gonna drill straight porn into your face until you're straight.
That's, yeah.
And then they're done and they show them, like, a penis and they see if they're still into it and if they are
he
fucking
sees the penis,
back in the
like,
machine.
Ah! Like, screams and, like, runs
penis!
Away.
Some of them can't even take a leak anymore because they see their own dick and they get afraid. Like, ah, I'm not gay.
That?
I'm not gay. As for the persistent perception that pornography breeds crime against women, I mean, really? Can you commit crime against a woman? I mean, come on. They don't have feelings, for one. So... Just kidding. They have feelings, sometimes too many, if you know what I mean. But do you believe that? That if a guy is into, like, say, snuff films, for instance, that's pretty rancid shit, right?
Wait.
Do you think that would make a guy want to go out and recreate that in real life and start raping bitches?
What exactly is a snuff film?
Porn where the chicks get beaten or killed in
oh,
some
that
instances.
Kind of stuff. I think
in the really hot ones.
Honestly, I like those. I think those are fucking hot. I like the rape porns. Like, I think those are cool. And they stopped.
Now,
they weren't allowed to come out with those anymore, and so I ended up having to go to this place in Florida to get fucking comics that
what?
Were drawn out of fucking rape fantasy porns.
What kind of rape porn? Like the kind where
Like the kind it's where cool they're fucking the a kind... chick with a baseball bat and she's crying her eyeballs out and there's blood running down her leg.
Like real tears and
like real
blood?
Like real tears, freaking out, crying.
Okay. Because that's the good stuff.
It's hot. I don't know why.
I don't like this. This, oh God, what am I going to do? I better suck some cock. No, you need no, the shit yeah. where he like knocks her teeth out so like, she can't bite
one...
his dick off and then fucking rams the pine
I got this
in her.
One because it looked like it was going to be a rape porn, right? And they fucking pop it in. It's these two chicks and they're running from these dudes and they're fucking freaked out and they stop at a gymnasium and they look at each other and they're like, you know, we're gonna get raped, we might as well enjoy it anyway. And then they just start sucking everyone off. I'm like, no, this is not how it goes. You are supposed to be screaming and praying to your fucking Lord and Savior to get that dick out of your ass and
yeah.
hope that you live through this.
Yeah, exactly. That's where you really get the adrenaline going.
Yeah.
When they actually think that they're gonna die.
Yeah, I
that's
think that's
what I'm
cool.
into.
Like,
fuck yeah.
It's
you
cool.
gotta you gotta chloroform them, ether, fucking tie them up. You take them to an undisclosed location, bag over their heads so they're deprived of all senses. Oh, man. They
like,
will start shaking. You don't even have to gyrate because they shake so much. You just put your dick in them and they do the rest. It's amazing.
You ever seen, like, those
yes.
Amateur porns or whatever from,
yes.
like, big parties and shit? Well, like, I've seen one where a chick passed out on a couch kind of like this, like, over the couch, like,
oh, I've seen that in real life. And the chick just gets plowed and then wakes up in the morning and all the guys are like, do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, kind of like,
DNA tests anyone?
No, kind of like kids, you know? He's like, shh, Casper, don't worry, you know?
Except without the AIDS.
Right, without the AIDS. But, like, it's funny because, like, they just, I don't know, I think that's
no, yeah, I was tested without the AIDS, for sure. Go ahead. What?
Anyway, I think that's kind of crazy. It's like, how do they not wake up?
So,
I don't know.
Back to the main question, do you think that...
No, I don't think, unless they're like,
they have to have
with them.
I think that the only way it will affect them in the real world like that is if there's already something wrong with them.
Yeah.
And this just cements the fact that, oh, this is acceptable behavior. Then I think it will. But normal people, I think you can subject normal people to a lot of stuff like that. And I don't think they'll want to reenact it in the world. Or if they do, I don't think they will actually reenact it. They'll play it out in their mind, use it for, you know, mind candy while they're fucking their awful, awful wife, stuff like that. But yeah, I think it takes a really... you got to start with some crazy to get some crazy out.
Dancing
you know?
Ron Tug says, let me make it official. Matt, can I cram Danny since you stole my hat?
Yeah, I told him.
What?
Sure, I'll trade you for a night. Absolutely.
Why would you do that? Why would you trade me?
Have you seen his wife?
I haven't even seen him.
Eh, he's all right.
Then why the fuck? No.
Seem better.
I'm good.
His wife, though. I'll tell you what. Her pussy go back to the normal shape after having the kid, though?
Probably not.
Because if not...
Once you've had a kid,
if not,
dude.
Deals off. Whoa, hold on. If not, deals off,
once
dude.
You've had a kid, the pussy's not the same. You know that.
Shit had better be back the way it goes. Like, back to normal. You better put her on a strict Kegel fucking diet.
You've been
diet.
With a chick that's had kids. The pussy's not as tight as normal pussy, is it?
Sometimes.
Not every fucking time, in particular. Right, so no.
It is, though, if you take, like, two fingers and put them in the butt and then pull down, it makes it tight.
But that's got to... You got to work for that. That sucks.
It ain't much work.
You can just fuck me and it's tight like a normal pussy because I ain't popped out a twat turd, okay?
That's true.
That's true, and I won't.
If you'd quit being out at all hours of the night, gallivanting
around
with
God,
your
I do it
whore
once.
Friends. With your whore friends.
I do it once and you freak.
I was pissed because I ate peanut butter. And that's bullshit.
You fag. Cook yourself some ramen.
No. Ramen's for poor people. I don't eat that kind of shit. Silver platter shit.
Well, I bought you Doritos. Eat those, bastard.
I appreciate that.
I ain't cooking shit tonight. I ate sushi, motherfucker.
Ugh, that's what I smelled. Mm-hmm. As for the persistent perception that it breeds crime against women, the professor says that aggressive men don't need porn as an incentive to be violent, which is basically agreeing with what we just said. Genevieve Rail, principal of Simone de Beauvoir Institute, Montreal's Concordia University, said it would be far too easy to suggest that all porn is bad porn.
Dancing Ron Tug says she was over here. Hat is paid for.
Word to that.
Could have been.
Done and
you
done.
Know.
Could have been.
I would never cheat on you.
During the 1970s, feminist rhetoric deemed all forms of pornography as rape and demeaning to women. That's because they're feminists.
That's stupid,
said.
Though. Like, I'm not a feminist.
What do you think of feminists?
I'm not a feminist in any means at all. And feminists. Like, I respect chicks, don't get me wrong, because I am one.
Well,
a lot of them
are
fucking stupid.
That's your first problem.
But whatever. But
I don't respect
porn
chicks.
Is porn.
Fuck
they
that.
Fucking sign a contract and read a fucking script and they
usually,
agree to do it.
I don't know about that, but.
Well, if they're in there and the director's now, like, I want you to do this, this, and this, and if she's like, okay, then
sometimes
whatever.
It's like, here's $20, get in the bus, bitch. Then maybe not so much, but.
I don't know.
But dude, feminists, you can like look at a feminist and they're like, nah, he was raping me with his eyes. Like, shut up, dyke. No, I wasn't. Fuck. It's also ageist and racist, but then there are different types of pornography. Quote, there's the commercial kind on the internet or purchased at video stores, and there's other kinds that are done by particular groups. For instance, feminists, queers, and the disabled. Who's into disabled porn?
Yay! Chickadee's kind of, she's kind of like underlying one of the scenes in the porns that I watch. She's like, my love for aggressive censored porn makes me want to aggressively fuck chicks in the ass. There's been dreams where I think that I'm a dude plowing some chick in the ass, and I wake up and I'm like, what the fuck?
You wake up and look in the mirror, you're like, holy shit, I am a dude. And
no.
Then you look down and you're like, oh, still got a vagina. Everything's cool.
No, because like in my head, like if I were a dude, that would be really cool. Like, I don't know. Like, that would be a lot of fun.
Not for me at
all.
Well,
I can't do that, but I think it'd be a lot of fun.
So, lots of different porn for lots of different people. What is feminist porn? Is that where it's a chick humiliating a guy and being like, suck on this dildo strap-on type of thing?
I have no idea.
I thought it was just like Harry Dykes just sitting there drinking Pabst or something.
I have no idea.
Like, playing pool at the fucking, at Cattleman's.
Whoa.
That's where all the dykes
Whoa.
Hang out.
What?
Did you know that?
No.
Cattleman's here in Kalispell.
There are some dykes that hang out there. But
at
like
Cattleman's all the time. That's their bar. They took that shit over, man. They pissed everywhere. They're like, this is ours.
I like Cattleman's.
Disgusting.
Cattleman's has the most pool tables out of any pool hall here, so I kind of like Cattleman's.
All right, so a couple weeks ago, we watched the movie Dread. If you don't want us to ruin it for you, probably just turn this off right now, because, and I mean, it's not like, oh wow, I didn't see that coming. It's pretty cut and dry movie. I'm not, you know. So the question asked by the movie is basically, what is your worst fear? What are you afraid of most?
I'm afraid
my
of
face.
Dead kitties.
The movie is based on a Clive Barker short story. So I was curious. It was a pretty interesting movie for one. They're making a documentary about what people are afraid of most. And, you know, in the movie, you get a lot of stupid bullshit like, I'm afraid of failing, or I'm afraid of my dad. And then, you know, it goes kind of deeper. And what you find out is there's two types of people, really, that are there are two types of fright, I guess you could call it, of dread. One is,
there's like real super,
the kind that you're afraid of it because it has happened before, so you're afraid that it'll happen again, and you don't ever want that.
Or something will come
back
from that experience to, like,
right.
haunt
and then
you or get you.
The other one is just things that people are normally afraid of. Dying.
Spiders, falling, yada, yada, yada.
Snakes, bad grades, getting AIDS, that kind of thing. So yeah. I found the more interesting one to be the ones that people had experienced, and that's why they're afraid, because they had already gone through it. So I had been asking our listeners to send in, you know, what their worst fears are so we could discuss. And a female, I'm going to keep these anonymous. We'll just do male, female.
Okay.
So a female, she says, this is going to sound really stupid, but my fears are very specific. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Blinking red lights. Stupid.
Whoa, does she have
heights?
What's it called? Blinking, when you see blinking red lights and you start to go into a fucking seizure?
Retarded?
No.
I don't know.
No, it's
narcolepsy?
No.
Or epilepsy?
Maybe.
Epileptics are the ones that can't play video games because they'll go into seizures.
Yeah, it could
be that. Okay, well, that makes sense. But specifically blinking red lights.
How do you drive?
How do you drive at night here when the town shuts down and they're all blinking red lights?
I'm blinking. She just goes down to the ones that are blinking yellow. It's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I have to go that way.
And then hit stop signs.
Heights between 10 and 40 feet. Above that, I'm fine. Which, that kind of tells me that she took a fall when she was younger, maybe. And that's why she's afraid of that.
Or maybe she saw something.
Or maybe anything above that and you're guaranteed to die. But between 10 and 40 feet, if you fall, you're probably going to be paralyzed.
Or just severely hurt.
Right. Tapeworms. Are you afraid of tapeworms?
Nah, those are
like,
cool.
I can easily avoid tapeworms in my day-to-day life. It's not a problem. It's okay.
Actually, no. Like, tapeworms are really easily obtainable. And that's
Have you had a tapeworm?
No, I've had worms.
Really?
Not tapeworms.
Like, when you poop like a dog and there's worms in your poop?
When I was a little
that's
kid.
That's disgusting!
When I was a little kid.
My God. We're going to need a stunt pussy because that's disgusting.
I was like 5 and I had pinworms. They're
the
like
the fuck is wrong with
like
you?
They're like this long, the little guys like that.
They Could you feel
nutrients.
Them inside you?
Yeah, my asshole itched a lot.
That's so disgusting. Oh my Christ, that's so disgusting.
I was
disgusting.
A little kid. I didn't know why I had that.
And
so.
Being buried alive. I'm fine with spiders, snakes, wild animals, everything like that, but those things just make me want to shit my pants. Being buried alive, is that
That's a pretty well Not being buried alive for me. I watched this movie where the guy
Kill Bill.
Ends up getting an autopsy done on him while he's actually awake. He's sedated, but he's awake. He can hear everything.
Right.
He's conscious. He just can't react. That's that. I didn't put that down for you, but that's one of my biggest fears. Like just being pronounced
being
dead.
Operated on when.
Well, like say you die, but you stay in your body. And you're completely conscious, and you've been pronounced dead.
Would
you still
feel it?
Everything?
Yeah, fuck that.
If you could still feel everything, be completely conscious, and see everything, but you just couldn't react or say anything or move or nothing.
Guitar Hero Dave Ugh. Says worms. Is that why Danny's asshole is all fucked up? Maybe.
No.
Maybe. You don't know.
Actually, it's because it's just fucked up. I'm just leaving it.
So then, a male he wrote in buried alive. Buried alive is very common, I've noticed, among the people that we sampled
I think
here.
It would be cool if I was in, like, a sealed fucking coffin and stuff. I would just, you know, die of starvation or
well,
something.
Well, as far as death-wise, like, ways to die, burning, drowning, and being buried alive are my top three, I think. Anything
drowning
that has to
handle.
Do with me running out of air, I am not cool with.
Well, drowning I can handle. That's quick.
No, it's not. I don't know.
Burning, your shit's got to melt all off. And stuff. That lasts a lot
saying.
Longer
those,
than drowning.
Those three, but anything that you're just, you're awake and conscious and you're trying to fight it and like, no thanks, man. another male says, I think it's relapsing and OD because of it. I guess not that scary, but one I think about a lot. Could you see that? Maybe if you had some drug problems, your worst fear would be relapsing?
Like when I was out last night, the chick had mentioned that one of her friends had some coke. And dude,
and that's
I
that's why you didn't come home last night. Good.
No, actually.
Did you have to suck dick for it?
No, I didn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
But like just the sheer mention of it and the fact that he might have been there, I was like, I was like fucking... I didn't know what the fuck to do. I'm like, I fucking love cocaine, but I can't do it. I'm like, I can't fucking
that a
do
girl.
It.
I'm proud of you.
It
Good.
Freaked me out. And so basically I was like, you know, if this guy comes here, I'm going to fucking take my chances and hightail at home. I'm like, I can't do it. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. That's a big fear for me.
But that seems like something you would have more control over than other.
Cause coming down off of a fucking 4-day run of coke or something.
Fuck
ugh.
That. My worst
maybe
fear.
Maybe like a line or two and then you come down. Not a big deal, but like if
you can't do just a line or two, dude.
Well, if you only have like a half a G or something, that's just
then
a line or
the
two.
What's the point?
It's just, I get a little high.
Well, that's fun.
For a little while.
And then you want more and then it's not fun instantly.
Well, you don't
coke
come
goes
down
from
that
being
bad.
Fun to not fun in like 2 seconds.
Well, I found
it's the worst
way,
drug ever.
Well, if you only have like half a gram, you do your half a gram, then you drink some beer and you come down, you don't even notice you're coming down off the coke, really.
Nah, that's dumb.
Found a way to drown it.
Another male, losing our health care, or lost our health care last year, Nuff said. I could see that if you are in a family right now and you lose your health care, because one wrong move and your kids get sick, you could go bankrupt from that.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up, and that's something you have no control
Just
over.
Just take me, for example. My hospital bills are stacked sky high.
Were you afraid of that?
Fuck yeah, I was, dude. I don't really have anything in my name. Thank God that, like, my car is half of my dad's name, so they couldn't repossess that if they wanted to, because it's not just in my name.
Right.
I don't have anything that they could take from me, but the fact that they are garnishing my wages for it, yeah, it's fucking scary.
Yeah.
Like, I want to find out who's trying to garnish my wages so I can stop them.
All right, another male. My worst fear is being arrested and convicted of a serious crime that I didn't commit. I think the frustration of pleading my innocence and being ignored would be terrible. I could see that. That's pretty scary. I mean, you hear about all these people on death row, and they always, you know, when they come up with the DNA test, and they're like, wow, we almost put you to death. And you know it's like that. They're like, I didn't do it. And the guy's like, sure, everyone in jail's innocent. You know, didn't you know that? Everyone here at Shawshank didn't do it. We're all innocent. Would you, I don't know. You would have to be a certain person, though, I think, for someone to want to target you, or wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
And just happened to...
Fitting the description.
You touched the wrong thing, and now your fingerprints are there, or... Yeah, so I could see that. That would be shitty. A female. I watched this movie called Willard a few years ago, and ever since then, I have a major fear of mice and rats. That's a lot of females are scared of mice and rats. Why is that?
I don't know. I don't mind mice or rats because I owned a snake and I used to breed rats to feed them, you know.
But that's always like the stereotypical, like a chick sees a mouse, she's like, she's on the table like, penis, Jesus Christ.
I don't care about rats or mice. I think they're amusing.
Oh. Right.
I used to have a pet rat named Coco. My brother tried to hug it with his hand and squeezed it to death.
That's gross.
I cried my eyeballs out. His name was Coco.
The thought of some tiny little creature running around the house at night and then only finding its shit the next day in the cupboard freaks me out. I immediately scream and jump on top of the nearest thing to me if I happen to see one. Mice and rats might not seem like a big deal to some people, but they sure as hell scare me. Also, thanks for the long show last Friday. It made my Saturday at work go much faster. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
See, she's totally stereotypical. Like, penis!
I don't think my fears are that stereotypical. I don't know.
A male, fear of loss of penis. Fear of falling, not so much fear of heights. I'm cool on top of the Sears Tower, but the guardrail better be up to my neck. confrontation. Sounds ridiculous, but I really hate fights with people. Interesting.
That's not a big fear for
a
me.
Lot of people, I think, are scared. People nowadays...
They're afraid they're going to get their ass kicked, or they're going to get charges pressed, or they're going to go to jail, they're going to get caught.
Well,
it's
gotten way to one side nowadays compared to what it used to be like back in, you know, olden days. Like, people have gotten more and more less confrontational the more technologically we develop. Because you have less interaction with, you know, real human-human interaction. Like, back in the day, you know, when people did shit, it was like fights instantly. And now it's just like, people just walk away. People are turning into pussies nowadays.
I know, dude.
I think a lot of
I love it. And it sucks because I'm a very confrontational person when it comes to, you know, a lot of things. I mean, if they're going to step up to me, it's like,
up, bitch!
Well, like... Dude, all it takes is for me to have a couple drinks and someone to say the wrong fucking thing, and it's like...
Like, hey, sucked your man off last night.
Douche! You are dead. And now I'm 86 from the bar. Sweet.
Do you think a lot of guys are afraid of losing their penis?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty much all-around fear.
All right, well, here's a male. This is probably a common one for males in general. No, it's not spiders, snakes, cockroaches, being shot, or whatever. It's something happening to my dick. I know this is something you recently experienced. I cannot imagine some sort of freak accident happening, excuse me, and my cock having to be taken from me.
No, you had a surgery on it, but you didn't have it
but
taken from you.
I
know you were freaked
the fuck
out
about it. Having
think about like having gangrene on your dick, and like you know you have to have part of it.
Like I have it wrapped.
Life.
I have it wrapped up, and I take the wrapping off,
and
it's just
gone.
Rotten, decomposing. Like what's that smell? Oh, that's my dick rotting away.
And you find out that you have to have like half of it removed. Like what would you do? You'd freak the fuck out. I'd be like, can I get a prosthetic penis?
Can I get a second opinion?
I know, right?
And you're ugly. But the thought of not being able to have sex ever again blows my mind. What else would I do in my spare time? What would be the point of in having a woman? Well, I mean, obviously to cook and clean and do the laundry still. They are good for that, some of them. The smarter
ones.
Well,
you know she'd be cheating on your ass if you didn't have a dick.
Ultimately, but if you didn't have a dick, you wouldn't give a shit because your brain wouldn't be so flooded with testosterone that makes you a jealous fucking twat. You'd be like, so? Clean the fucking house before you leave. I don't give a fuck. Seriously.
You
think
just being roommates then.
Maybe.
Like, I don't even think dude would eat the chick out because he'd
be like, what's the point?
Exactly.
Go ask him to do it.
I'd be like, well, I still have my fucking shit and I want to come, so.
Hasta luego, ese. Yeah. What would be the point of having a woman? Ultimately, my life would be pointless. No amount of money at that point could fill the void where my penis once stood proud. I beg to differ with that. I think there is a certain amount of money that you could just get fucked up all the time to where you wouldn't give a shit. You'd be like, so?
Well, yeah, I guess.
I may not be fucking right now, but I am fucked up.
Yeah, that'd
and
be,
that don't matter.
That's true. You could have a chick lick the area where it used to be and make you feel good.
Like, I'm having a phantom erection right now. Will you phantom jerk this off, please?
Like, maybe...
That'd
maybe,
be awesome.
Maybe you would still have, like, maybe the nerve endings or something, and it would form, like, a little clit or something.
Yeah, no. Female, I'm afraid of going over a bridge with the brake thing in the middle to let boats go through. I think the boat will hit the bridge and the bridge will fall. Do you think that's a legitimate fear for people that live in areas like Florida and then where else do they have those? San Francisco?
Somewhere near water.
Because I remember the first time I saw that, I was like, whoa. And then I immediately started thinking, like, this could be really bad.
Well, I've seen them hit bridges before. Like, that's my fears, and I don't care. And it's like... I've seen it happen in movies, and I've seen sailboats, you know, like, nick the sides of the fucking bridges and stuff going through, and it freaks me out. And, like, I had this reoccurring dream. I still get it to this day once in a while where I'm in a fucking blazer with my mom, my brother, my dad, and we're waiting on a bridge for the fucking boat to go through, and it fucking hits the damn bridge, and it crumbles and fucking falls, and we go down and fucking drown. So that freaks me out, like... I don't like that.
Now, do you have that?
And when a bridge flexes and you're standing on it, it's really fucking creepy. Like, I just don't like being on a bridge and it's moving.
Did that happen at one point in time? And is that why you have that fear? Or did you just said you saw it happen once?
I've
or?
Seen it, you know, on TV and stuff like that. And it's happened in Florida, not necessarily with a boat, but... Like, I've been on a bridge and seen a boat hit the bridge, but it never fucked up the bridge, you know?
Right.
It was just, like, it hit the bridge, and the bridge was like, we're like, ah! And it was fine. But, like, the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, it fucking collapsed with a bunch of people on it and shit. An hour after my Uncle Wayne just came back from Tampa from his fucking wedding. So
wow.
He missed that by an hour. I mean, just bridges falling in general freak me out.
All right. I'm deathly afraid of cockroaches. Most bugs, really, but cockroaches the most. What is it about a cockroach? Like, I'm afraid of bugs that can bite me and sting me. Cockroaches, who gives a shit? They don't bite. They don't sting.
I know. They're so fucking dirty and disgusting. And, like, you ever seen their asses? Like,
yeah, they're big bugs. I mean, but they don't do anything. That's why I don't understand the fear of it, because... You're afraid of things that hurt you, generally, or kill you, right? Like,
yeah.
That, it can't hurt you or kill you
well,
at all.
Why is the chick afraid of the fucking mice and rats, huh?
Well, mice can bite you. Ever heard of a little thing called the Black Plague? That was started by disgusting
people. What about the locusts
people.
And shit? Those are bugs. It's a plague of locusts.
They eat your crops, causing starvation.
Okay, well, cockroaches
bring
are
it
just
on.
Disgustingly
cockroaches
dirty.
Just chill and are
Dude.
Bugs. Like, they don't do anything. That's why I don't...
It's because when I was a kid, like, I used to leave food and stuff in my room. And what'd you do?
Nothing.
What'd you just do?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. Continue your story.
Anyway, I would leave food and stuff in my room, and so these cockroaches would, like, get in my room or whatever. And I went to put on a pair of my shorts one day in the morning, and I put the shorts on, and a fucking cockroach crawled down my leg. I freaked the fuck out, dude. Like, after that, you notice I never leave food, like, just laying around,
well,
ever?
Well, that... It took that for you to be like, hey, do you notice how I don't leave food out until it gets all gross and disgusting? Really, adult? Have you noticed how I don't take a dump in the cat litter box?
Yeah, that's... Guitar Hero Dave says roaches are thought to carry disease. So, I mean, because they're disgusting creatures. They fucking feed on all sorts of fucking nasty shit, dude.
Someone's got to.
Gross, dude. I just don't like bugs, dude.
I have motion sickness, so I'm super scared of going real fast and spinning, like when I drive in the snow.
Yeah, I can't ride fair rides and shit because I puke really easy.
Now, see, that's a weird fear because that it's not... directly, I guess if the fair ride came down, but usually those
well,
things
have you
are
ever
safe.
Seen, did you ever see the ride, the Ring of Fire? It's just like this big fucking ring, and it's got
a
roller coaster thing on it. It just goes in a big circle, and it goes backwards and stuff, sits at the top or whatever. Well, it used to, the fair was like a block away from my house, right? And I could look out and watch it. So like the first, you know, 3 days is the test runs of the rides, right?
Right.
And I'm sitting outside watching it, go, man, I can't wait to go to the fair. Man, I can't wait to go to the fair. And I watch... the Ring of Fire fall over.
Really?
Fall
okay,
the fuck
see that
over.
From a prior experience, then. I can see that.
Well, that and I just don't handle quick stuff.
I'm
spinning.
Afraid of heights. You spelled heights wrong,
I
dummy.
Know. I don't care.
More the falling part. And that seems a pretty legitimate fear. A lot of people are afraid of heights. Like, I'm cool with heights and stuff, but I am afraid of, like, falling and just, yeah. And I don't know. It's weird. It's hard to explain because, like, I can.
That stomach in
I can
your
jump around.
Feeling.
I can rock climb just fine. I can jump around on cliffs and, you know, whatever. But it. Getting up to a certain. Like, jumping out of a plane, I won't do.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Nacho Camacho says roaches can survive off the oil of our fingerprints. They are fucking survivors.
They are, dude. They will be.
That
a,
is so
they
creepy.
Will be the last things around when we destroy everything.
I hate them.
Scared of riding horses. I fell like I'll piss. You have the worst. I fell like I'll piss them off and they will trample me to death. Okay, 3-year-old. One of my biggest fears is being a mother. That's why I avoid it at all costs. And lastly, I'm scared I will lose Matt. That's a very legitimate fear and one that could be very close to reality. You keep this up.
Yeah, fuck you.
More blowjobs will keep me
Fuck
around.
You, dude.
And then a male, I'm afraid of alien abduction. I'm afraid that once they get me on that shit, they will use big ham hock cocks to test the elasticity of my colon. You are a poet, sir. I'm even more afraid that when I was born, a few female chromosomes fused into the male ones and secretly gave me female reproductive organs in my ass, and I accidentally get impregnated while the aliens were having their way with my colon, and I give butt birth to little asshole alien offspring. Even worse, since it's an intergalactic pregnancy, I can't go to a regular abortionist, but one in a galaxy far, far away. I can't fucking afford that kind of gas money. What a scary, scary thought.
That's creepy.
I think someone wasn't taking this seriously.
Yeah.
But thank you for that.
Too many movies, maybe? That was a good one, though.
In the movie
what are
itself,
your fears?
I, like Nacho, am not afraid of anything.
You're
I
a
was,
fucking liar.
I was deathly afraid of surgery, so I overcame that. Black people, I'm
what?
Getting over that fear. Well, just fear that they'll, like, rob me and stuff. No, I'm kidding.
You're obviously scared of losing me, because last time I threatened to leave, you cried your
Yeah,
it,
that's because
eyeballs
it
out.
Took so long to get you. I was like, that's a lot of work, and fuck. And
it took you
one
night.
One. Well, right, but
Two
no,
nights.
I mean, like, it took a lot of trial and error to get to one that was like, this is a keeper, you know?
Uh-huh.
So that, I think a lot of the things that I was scared of, like, happened, and then I got over it. Like, family dying, stuff like that. Like, I was confronted with that firsthand. And then drowning. I mean, the basic, you know, big three, drowning, burning, asphyxiation of any kind.
Yeah.
Not so much afraid of, like, you know, spiders, obviously.
I think there's one thing that if it happened to me, it would devastate me for a very long time. And I don't think I could even, like, it would shatter
me
my fucking
Me just, like,
world.
Holding the cat up and just, like, slitting its throat. Okay, so there's two things.
Oh, my God.
Woo! We are learning
those. And I would
those.
Come I would get over the whole losing Matt fear because I would be gone.
Like that.
Exactly. No, but, like, this would shatter my fucking world. Like, I think I would be, like, crippled for a long time. Losing my dad.
Really?
So.
See, I was kind of worried about that, but then I did, and I found him, and I was like, huh. It's just a dead body. All right.
Well, I think, you know, I'll be fine. Like, because my dad's going to die.
It's not so much
but...
it's scary. It's just weird because you go so long with that person always being there and then all of a sudden they're not there. That it's more yeah. weird than anything. But
I
you
mean,
get used to it.
I mean,
if you're
honestly,
lucky, he'll haunt your dreams for the rest of
honestly,
your life.
I kind of, this is mean, but I really hope my mom dies first. Because
me too. Huh? Am I right or am I right?
I love her to death and everything, but like I think I could handle that better. And plus, she's got like $250,000 in life insurance that we can really use.
Hello. Yeah.
And my dad has no insurance money on him whatsoever. So.
Oh, we got one more in the feedback. Female. After having a boyfriend who was bisexual and I was the only chick he'd been with, and after having my first kiss be turning into a chick, my biggest fear is that my Midas touch is actually the fairy touch. Everything you touches turns to gay.
That's a good fear. Like,
yeah, I never thought of that. Like, every chick you ever date goes
it's
bi.
It's like Good Luck Chuck, les. But like... not it's like
so in the movie they had a couple that I was like, okay, I'm now afraid of that. This one kid came in and he said when he was a child he lost his hearing
yeah.
for a few months and he was deathly afraid of that. So this guy goes, because you know it's a horror movie, eventually he goes crazy, he has the kid like on the ground and he fires a gun right next to his ear and then the other ear and they start bleeding and shit. And then, you know, he puts him in a room and he makes him realize his biggest fear of what he like, whatever you tell the guy, that's what he's going to do to you. I'd be like, my biggest fear is getting my dick sucked by like 50 porn stars. Take me away.
Take me
you
away.
Know, my biggest fear is having someone give me $5 million. Damn.
Guess I lucked
And then
out.
The other one, it was a chick that didn't eat meat.
Yeah.
And he put her in this room with all the lights off and shit, wasn't it?
Like, no, the lights were on and everything. She just...
Really? I thought it was in the dark for some reason.
No. She was in the light.
Huh.
But she they well, put never her in mind. A room with just a steak.
Right, and left her in there because she was a vegan.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have been bad if she would have ate it right away, but the longer she put off eating it, the nastier the steak got. And by
it
the
got,
time...
like, green.
It got so foul. But
maggots.
She was pretty foul. Could you imagine what her vagina smelled like at
no.
the end of that?
She had been up there for weeks.
Yeah. Like, a long time. And he's showing her, like, just video of this
I
stuff.
I like the
just
ending,
like,
what they end up putting in the room with her afterwards. That was cool.
Yeah. But pretty cool movie. Dread. Check it out. It starts out really, like, just dumb. Like, kids are like,
yeah.
I'm scared of failing college.
Once
or,
the guy goes psycho, it gets interesting.
Oh, man. He goes psycho fucking proper.
Yeah, and he's really uppity and, like,
It's good stuff. All right, well, I got a couple stories here before we call tonight of some of your worst fears.
Oh.
Penises. Okay. Mm-hmm. Pregnant women.
Are there eunuchs?
No.
Oh.
Pregnant women who work in occupations that may bring them into contact with heavy metals. Heavy metal.
Heavy metal. Okay.
More than double the usual risk of having a baby boy with hypospadias.
What is that?
This is one of my biggest fears. Well, I guess I can't because I was born and that's all done now. But if I was in the womb, this would be my biggest fear. A birth defect linked to hormone changes in which the opening of the penis is on the shaft instead of the tip.
Oh, shit.
You pee from here. Not here.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that weird? I wonder if, like, the urethra goes to
like,
the side and not...
Can you reroute this for me, please?
Can you reroute? That's so fucking weird.
You thread
weird.
That through the right way? I wonder if, like, the underneath side looks like a head of a dick. And like,
I know, dude. That's so
weird.
If it's,
like, a bump, like, a head. Or, I don't know.
Nacho says it's like it'd be like a whale's blowhole. Exactly, dude. Like, this is the whale, the blowhole.
And how do you like, pull out and come on?
Like this.
Just bend it back.
Thejamhole.com/live. You have to watch these shows live to get what we're talking about.
Yes, it's amazing.
The finding by scientists from the Telethon Institute of Child Health Research in Perth could shed light on the rise in the condition, which separate research has shown has increased by 50% over the last 20 years and now affects at least 1 in 118 boys in Western Australia.
Wow.
So there's a bunch of bros down there with dicks in the middle, or with pee holes in the middle of their dicks.
That's so weird.
That is weird.
I'm going to Google that and find a picture.
Please.
I want to see what that looks like.
It looks very sad, I would imagine. Women who worked in dentistry, defense, laboratories, and petrol stations were identified as possibly at risk.
Guitar Hero Dave says, isn't that how Matt's dick is now, with an extra hole?
Kinda, except that it's healing, thank you.
But it would be like that, but without your pee hole.
So
it would just be that
with
hole.
The top, it would just be a nub?
Maybe.
That'd be so weird.
Maybe
looking.
It'd be like a dog penis, a little red rocket thing.
That,
and got
okay,
pointy.
Thank you.
You.
Let's see here. Also, hairdressers, beauticians, and cleaners who were exposed to a range of different chemicals were also at similar increased risk, about 30% higher than other mothers, of having a baby with the condition. And I remember saying something about this a long time ago when we first started the show, that I figured out why chicks are totally nuts. It's because they're in these fucking hairdresser places huffing all those fumes. I delivered to quite a few of them, dude, and you open the door and it fucking stinks in there. I couldn't imagine breathing that in for like 2 hours. Fuck that, dude. So if your mom mom was a hairdresser, check your dick, because
you might be peeing out of the wrong part.
Yeah, that's actually not normal. I don't know if you've seen other penises or not, but that it's not supposed to do that.
It's got to be hard to jizz in a condom. Like, it starts to, like, just overflow anyway, because it's, like, that close to the opening. And like,
yeah, I think so.
I don't know. That'd be weird. I would totally just bend
blow
it
jobs,
back and just...
Blowjobs would be totally different. You'd be, like, eating corn on the cob rather than sucking down a hot dog, if you know what I mean.
Right. I wonder if that's where all the feeling's going to be at then. Is that, like, the middle of the dick?
I don't think the pee hole has anything to do with the feeling. Oh, you mean, like, if it switches spots? Like,
yeah,
the feel-
like, the okay. head of your dick is the most sensitive part, right? And then if y-
well, I don't think it's the whole head. I think it's just the hole, dude.
I hope, because that's gonna look weird. A head
yeah?
with no hole.
You think?
A head with no
it's gonna
hole.
It's look really fucking weird.
It's just like a little mushroom.
About 9% of mothers of affected children had been in contact with potentially damaging chemicals through their work versus 7% of mothers who of unaffected babies, according to the analysis. So if you pesticides and heavy metal exposure also increase the chance that hypospadias would be diagnosed together with other birth defects rather than in isolation. So what if you were born listening to Slayer? Do you think that would increase your... No?
No.
No?
No.
Not heavy enough? Come
no.
on, it's heavy metal. Fuck. The chemical exposure of fathers made no difference to the chances their sons would be born with the defect. Though electricians... So, you know what that tells me?
What?
It's the female that determines where your dick hole's going to be. Interesting.
Probably.
Interesting, huh?
Well, I mean, think about it this way. It's the female that has the egg. It's the guy who just has to fertilize it so that the body, per se, is already there. It
okay.
just hasn't completely... It hasn't formed yet, is what it is. So...
You have no idea how a baby is formed, do you? Let me teach you something about cell osmosis.
Well, I mean, like, I mean, it's the male that decides if it's a male or female, but I just, I don't know.
The Galactor says, gives a whole new meaning to down under. Absolutely. Let's see. Men who worked with plastics or in factories were at elevated risk of having a son with the condition. And electricians, which is interesting. So I wonder, hey, he's not listening anymore live. Hey, Zach, your son might have a pee hole in the middle of his pecker. You might want to look at that. Because it said, that's crazy, because he's an electrician. Electricians and men who work with plastics or in factories.
So pretty much anything, right?
Yeah, like, you're all fucked. Yeah, don't have kids.
I wonder if, like, I were pregnant and here, like, because of all this equipment and stuff and, like, all this stuff, if we would have weird kids.
All right. And are you ready for your fear?
No.
A teenager whose parents are accused of routinely beating her testified that she was starved at home. Forced to eat
no
blank.
That's disgusting, dude.
Penis. She was forced to eat penis and was once ordered by her father to eat a dead
no
blank.
No, no.
A dead so blank.
Fucked. That's fucked up. I'm not even gonna say it.
A dead blank.
I'd rather go with cockroach. But
forced
I know it's
to
not.
Eat insects and was once ordered by her father to eat a dead mouse.
Oh, okay.
So that's a couple of your fears right there. If you're scared of mice, what would happen if you
I would eat a rat before I'd eat a cockroach.
What would happen if you had to eat one? Someone in your chat just said, you a girl or a guy? Are you single?
Are you a girl or a guy? Are you single? What the fuck is that shit?
People are so desperate. That's so sad.
It's like, I'll take either, whatever.
You a girl or a guy? I used to be.
Are you serious? Do I look like a dude?
I used to be a dude, but now I'm a chick.
Oh my god, fuck. I thought you were going to say that she was forced to eat a dead kitten. I was about to fucking hide under the table and just cry my eyeballs out.
No, a dead mouse. The girl who's now 15 testified at the child abuse trial of her father, Porfirio Olivas. Olivas? Olivas?
Guitar Hero Dave says Danny is a girl, but she does have balls.
That is true. I said I used to be a dude, but now I'm a chick, and he says, then hell no.
What are you doing?
I'm just typing to him. I said, then get the fuck out, fag.
Right.
Anyway, sorry. My worst fear, having a relative named Porfirio. Porfirio. That's
Porfirio.
Weird. Let's see here. The girl's horror stories about living at her parents' town of Madison apartment were backed by the testimony Wednesday of her mother, Minerva Lopez, 33, who pleaded no contest last month to 6 counts of child abuse. The girl described how her father made her eat cockroaches and a spider. Oh, that gives me the creeps. Whoa. That
I would
totally
eat a spider
gives...
and a rat before I would eat a fucking cockroach.
I would eat... Oh, well, yeah, I wouldn't eat a cockroach either.
Do you have any idea what cockroaches, like, have in them?
A lot of crunchy things that I would not be into eating. Could you just crunch, like... And then the juice, like, just hits your little...
Dude, shut the fuck
your
up!
Your uvula? What's that little dangly thing in the back of your throat? Your uvula? The juice would just... That's gross. So she had to do that. And a spider. And forced her to eat a mouse that was caught in a trap. Although she first told authorities she ate the mouse, she later said she only told her parents that she had eaten it to avoid punishment. If that's, like, if you're doing that to avoid punishment, what's punishment?
Right?
Because that's kind of punishment, if you
probably the
ask.
Beatings. How old's the kid?
15 now.
Oh, shit.
But she actually hid the mouse when no one was looking. Olivas, 39, is likely to testify Thursday, said his attorney. He's charged with 23 counts of various forms of child abuse and 1 count second degree sexual assault. Oh, right. He liked to bang his little kid.
That's fucked.
What are we doing, guys?
She eats cockroaches and you're going to bang her? Fuck. What the hell kind of diseases do you have
I
now,
I wouldn't
dude?
Want that. No way. I'd make my wife have another kid and be right. like, okay, this one is mine. Don't feed this one any, you
cockroaches.
Know, any nasty things because I'm going to put my penis.
We'll bring her home feeder mice from Petco.
Right. I'm going to put my dick in that, so just keep it clean if you could. I mean, yeah, it's my daughter, but, you know, just keep it clean, you know. Right. The girl also recalled how her father forced her naked into a large plastic bag that he then duct taped to her waist. Her head and torso were covered with another bag that was also taped down. When the girl chewed through the bag for air, she said her father put tape over her mouth and nose. See, that's mine. I can't handle
Fuck,
that.
Dude.
Like, not being able to breathe and shit, that
and being
freaks.
In a really small space and shit.
Yeah, that freaks me out. That's fucked up, dude. He said he was going to throw her into a lake. There's another
wow.
one. The girl said she fought for air and managed to free herself from the bags. She also said her father strangled her at least twice, one time lifting her off the floor by her neck. Wow. What kind of family is this? Like, what's the matter?
I did that to
what's
Mikey
wrong?
Once.
What's wrong?
I grabbed him and just, and then I dropped him because my dad came around the corner. I'm like, I didn't do it.
On the ground, just like.
No, he was on the ground like, oh, God. And Mikey's like.
That's awesome. The girl and her mother also recounted how Olivas once threw the girl's 3-year-old brother against a table, breaking his leg. The injury was explained to doctors as having happened while he played. How'd that happen? I walked into a door.
Yep.
Seem to be doing that a lot lately.
Uh-huh.
I can't help it.
Right in the eye.
All right. Well, I got another fear for you here. This is kind of a couple of them all rolled into one. All
right.
One is in these tough economic times, losing your job maybe, losing your health care,
yeah.
not being able to provide.
Okay.
A pregnant woman.
Yeah.
Baby, one bun in the oven.
That's mine.
Pregnant woman. All right. Jump to her death.
Fear of falling.
While clutching her other baby.
Son. Mom.
So three. That's the trifecta.
Jesus.
One bun in the oven, holding one, and then her.
She killed three people at the same time. It's so awesome.
After her benefits had been stopped.
Four.
Bom, 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 bom.
Nice.
Philosophy graduate Christine Pardo, 32, plunged from the balcony of her sister's third floor flat, killing herself and 5-month-old Kasia. That's another fear of mine, Kasia. Being named Kasia. Miss Pardo had been claiming job seekers allowance since shortly after leaving London University in May 08. She became pregnant shortly afterwards, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But in December, her JSA was withdrawn because she was within 11 weeks of giving birth and was considered unable to work. As a result, she also lost her automatic entitlement to housing benefit. Oops.
Oops.
The mother from Hackney, East London, of course, was advised to apply for income support, but her application was rejected because the Department of Work and Pensions said she had not proved that she had been in continuous employment in the UK for the previous 5 years. That's crazy.
That sucks. Like, so she's like, I ain't got no, you know, Medicaid or whatever.
Whatever they have over there in that
right.
weird place.
So she's like, all right. 5-month-old
you know,
son of mine, you shouldn't live because you're not going to be able to get taken care of. I ain't even want to give birth to this one, and I don't want to fucking be around either because I don't want to have to try and take care of these fucking kids and I ain't got no health care. So
let's just jump. That could you imagine what that looked like though? Like when
an
she
awesome
hit
a mess,
pregnant, holding
give me
it,
a paintbrush and a canvas, and let me meet her at the bottom.
Could you tell, like, where, like, who's what belonged where to who or whatever?
I don't even care.
That's fucking
so
crazy.
So cool.
So yeah, that fucking.
She would have like shot like hits like she like hits the ground like on her stomach, and a fucking unborn fetus thing just like pops out of her twat and just shoots in traffic.
Oh,
you know?
That's
like,
gross.
It
that's
hits
gross.
And sweeps.
Just like there's a cafe right next door that people are sitting and eating, and the baby just
flies
boom,
right
against the window. Oh, it's beautiful.
We are sick fucks. You know that?
All right, next one here. I know this is a couple of your fears. A 66-year-old church elder convicted of indecently assaulting a
child.
poor child.
All right.
Will not be sent to jail because his obesity means his health is precarious. You big, fat, disgusting child fucking fuck.
Ew.
I can't go to jail because I don't fit.
Little boy, if you don't suck on my penis,
could you imagine that?
I will sit on your face.
Being raped by a 66-year-old church elder that is overweight, that's one of my fears.
That's disgusting.
The judge suspended a 2.5-year term. Only giving these people 2.5 years is my fear.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's awful.
I made a 5-year-old suck my dick, but yeah, I'm going to get two and a half years.
I'm gonna be easy on you because it's your first time being caught. I'm gonna give you 2 years, but I'm gonna go ahead and suspend those.
I won't get caught next time, Judge. I promise.
Promise. Right. That's so fucked. Let's see. He said this guy's lack of mobility, ulcerated legs, and need for frequent dressings amounted to quote holy because he's a man of God. Wholly exceptional circumstances. The jail term was suspended for 3 years, and a £10,000 fine was also imposed. Can he pay that in fat? Come on. During a 10-day trial in October, the guy's victim, who is now 44, said she was assaulted. Oh, it's a chick!
Oh, wow!
I totally thought it was a dude. You are fucking little chicks, dude.
Wow.
Oh, man. Could you imagine whoever dated her after this?
Like, was she assaulted as a kid?
Yeah.
How old is she now?
44.
Why is it just coming to trial?
Because she just came out with it, I guess. Or he...
She's probably lying and she just hates the guy.
I don't know. He is a big, fat, disgusting fuck. The jail term was suspended. She is 44 now. She was indecently assaulted from age 10 until she was 18.
Oh, wow.
He was banging her for like 8 years, dude. She said that she was assaulted so often it became the norm.
Hi, Reverend. You want me to give a blowjob? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I want to talk with you. What?
What, huh?
That's fucked up, dude. That, like, you totally changed this whole life. That's, like, the whole thing we were talking about with porn.
Yeah.
I bet she's a freak now,
probably,
though. I bet she's
like, will you dress up like a pastor?
And let me dress your disgusting wounds first, you big fat fuck. That's amazing.
Disgusting.
She said the abuse petered out as she reached adulthood and struck back at him, scratching his face as she fought him off. Speaking after sentencing, the woman said was not happy he was freed, but nevertheless understood the reason why. I would be happy because now I can go sneak into his big fat house and kill him.
Yeah.
Problem solved, right?
Done and done.
Quote, I'm happy with the sentence he got. I think that was a fair sentence, but I'm not happy with the suspension of it. But I understand the reason for it on medical grounds. That's... Being fat is not... That's fucked up. No.
Maybe we should make a fat guy jail. like fat man prison.
They do. It's called their lives.
Yeah.
We should make it so they're never allowed rascals or mobility scooters. There's your prison. You want something? Get up and get it yourself, you fat fuck. She added she was glad she pursued the case against him because everybody now knows, church elder or not, what he is. God, I said it once, I'll say it again. You sure know how to pick them, huh?
Right?
What the fuck? What the fuck?
These are the supposed people that are chosen to teach your fucking word, and they fuck little kids.
All right, here's one for the people that were claustrophobic. We actually didn't really have any claustrophobias, huh?
Well, I know that you're claustrophobic because you won't do the salt route. You don't want to, like, go in and, like...
No, that's more the spider thing. Oh. Small spaces I'm cool with, which is weird because my dad was way claustrophobic. But
I don't like being in small spaces if I feel like I'm going to, like, suffocate.
If I feel the asphyxiation, but if I'm just, like, chilling, like, I can fit in real... I used to have to run cable and shit in these little small things up in these offices, and yeah. I was fine with that.
Yeah.
But I think if
like I said, I crawl into a trash compactor.
If it started closing in, yeah, I would probably have a problem with that. But a Spanish man who fell down a well, breaking his arms and legs, shot himself after 3 days of waiting to be rescued. He was police, actually. He was identified as Antonio M.R. He was a cop. He was found sitting at the base of the pit with his shotgun at his side. He had shot himself in the head. Would you, if you had a gun and you fell, you broke your legs in the fall and one of your arms so you couldn't get out, like, and you're waiting and waiting, like 3 days go by, would you just kill yourself or would you keep waiting until you starved to death?
Well, I'd try and straighten my shit, and then
you'd just be like popping the bones back
dude,
in and
shit. Seriously, as soon as you break it, you don't just sit there and freak out. I mean, you do for a good, you know, couple of minutes or whatever, but you don't just let it sit there, because if you let it sit for a day, it's gonna be hard as a motherfucker
right.
to get to
and
come
then
back
the
out.
Infection. I think you would right. die from the infection before you starve to death. But
no.
I think after 3 days, you come to the conclusion that I'm never going to get out of here. Your mind starts playing tricks. You haven't eaten. I think, yeah, I would shotgun. If I have a shotgun with me, fuck yeah.
The minute that you fall in, though, I think I would be okay. Because if I broke my legs and shit,
I would tuck and roll, for one. Remember right. your ninja training, Mr. Officer.
Right.
See, he obviously did not have Steven Seagal teaching him.
I think I would be okay. I mean, if I broke my legs or something, or an arm or whatever, I think I would be able to at least take my one good arm and straighten my shit and just suck up the pain and try and get
I'm
out.
I'm curious why he was out roaming around by this isolated, empty well. Like, what? I would look in the well and you'd find, like, dead bodies of little kids or something.
That'd be cool.
He went out hunting. Oh, okay. Hunting children? No, probably not. Back on November 24th, but was not reported missing until 7 days later when he failed to turn up for work after annual leave. No wife, no family? That's weird, right?
Yeah.
Especially in Mexico, man.
Yeah.
They got, like, families like 20 people fucking big. What the fuck? No one came looking for you? No one was like, hey, Holmes, you seen, what was his name? Fuck. Antonio, you seen Antonio lately? I say, no, man. He said he was going hunting. I haven't seen him. Like your 12 kids weren't like, Mommy, where's Daddy? Like, come on, someone, right? Let's see. The owner of the estate where the body was discovered said the well had been opened 60 years ago by the previous owner, but it had failed to produce much water and had lain abandoned for decades. The mouth of the shaft, had become overgrown. Overgrown shafts, you know what I mean. with weeds. Police on the island have urged all landlords to search their property and close disused well shafts, ha ha ha, to prevent others suffering the same
Can
fate.
Can you stop saying shaft?
All right, and the last one for tonight.
Drum roll, please.
This one is just a little special fun for me personally.
The dead babies.
Kind of.
Don't tell me it's dead kittens.
Maybe, no. An internet user who solicited girls for sex.
All right.
In a Sydney cemetery.
Ooh.
And molested, also, a 15-year-old in a tomb.
Nice.
Tombstone. What do you want on your tombstone? Has been jailed for at least six years.
That's awesome.
No, not just six
just
of
six
them.
Years.
Just
yeah.
six of them.
I got
right.
it.
He had pleaded guilty to aggravated sexual assault of a 15-year-old girl in an open tomb at Sydney's Rookwood Cemetery. 24-year-old also admitted 3 counts each of using a carriage service to procure underage girls for sexual activity and to transmit child porn.
That's not good.
Again, with the porn, why are all the goth chicks 15? Like, yeah. I'm seeing a pattern here.
You should just get porn from Asia. All their 20-year-olds look like they're 15.
Maybe he was racist, though. Because, see, then it doesn't work. Because you're like, in one side of me, yeah, that's
dye
hot.
Dye your hair blonde and put a bag over it. I don't fucking know.
Well, it, yeah. All right.
Their bodies look like they're 12 and 13. Fuck.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But then maybe he's not into the fact that there's no tits.
There's no tits on a kid.
There is in his world. I almost said in my world. That's weird.
Gross.
All right. Do you think doing these stories after 2 years is starting to fuck with me? The 24-year-old also admitted to, right, the three counts of the child porn thing. He also pleaded guilty to using a carriage service to menace one victim and two counts of attempting to pervert the course of justice. You can't pervert justice, dude. Maybe in the UK you can.
I don't know.
Or in Australia.
Chickadee says she had a B cup when she was 13. Or she says, no, a C cup. So she had some tickle bitties when she was 13. How old would you be if in seventh grade? What age range is that? When I was in sixth grade.
14 or 15, I think.
Really? Like,
I think so. Because
I think in sixth grade.
Or in seventh grade, 12 maybe, or 13.
Probably 13 or 14.
Something like
that.
I don't fucking know.
When I got, at the end of my seventh grade year, I had a 36 double D chest.
Nice. What happened to him?
They're still there, dude.
Those ain't no double D's.
Yes, they are. You want to read my fucking bra size?
I
want
to see them.
You see them all the time.
I want to see them now.
You can't see
am
them
right,
right
guys,
now.
Or am I right? Come on. What the fuck? Let's see. He set up a website, Rookwood Gothic Society, to solicit minors for sexual activity. See, he knows. Only minors are goth. Because once you get smart, you're like, this is totally retarded.
Or you grow up and you define your look much better.
Right. It went from goth to whore.
Yeah.
It's a small step, but it's there. Trust me. The site stated, quote, if you have hang-ups about getting naked, then you are not welcome. And if you are not willing to let me have sex with you, then you are also not welcome.
You are
click
you
the link, takes you to Disney.com. The judge said Peckham had manipulated naive and immature young dumb girls for his own sexual gratification. I don't know, man. If they are like, okay, then is it his fault? Like, raise smarter kids.
Right.
Right? Like, that's not his fault.
You're like,
because,
okay, I'm going to go out there and fuck somebody in this grave.
Oh, in the grave. It'll be so emo.
I know, right?
Like, that's not his fault that you raise retarded kids. And I think all the better that he's out there doing that, because then we know, okay, these are the dumb ones. Just put them in the dirt there. The smart ones obviously aren't going to fall for that. And in return, we get a stronger overall society, right?
Yeah, that's true.
We're not passing on these dumb, retarded emo genes because, you know, he's fucking them up and hopefully putting them in the grave. Peckham, who was also on disability support pension, had problems socializing in places other than cyberspace. Do you think that's because in real life he walks up to 15-year-olds and they freak out? He's
probably.
Like, I can't socialize with them in real life, but
probably.
In cyberspace, fuck yeah, I'm a pimp in cyberspace. You don't even know.
How old was this guy?
My cyber stable? Fucking on point. 24.
24?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's weird too, right? Like, what happened to you? Why are you into these weird little goth chicks?
Yeah, that's...
Weird, creepy 24-year-old.
I don't get it, but whatever.
Did you get a finger in the butt when you were a little kid?
Probably.
So, that sucks. I don't know what to tell you. Texas executed a retard.
That's nice.
About fucking time. Was his name Bush? Okay. It's all the jokes I got tonight.
I like Texas. They like to kill people.
What's up?
I said I like Texas. They like to kill people. They like their death sentence very much.
Yeah, that's good. I think other places should maybe take
take
a hint from that.
And hey, he raped somebody. Electric chair.
No,
injection.
We'll give him 6 months deferred. What?
No.
What if he raped you?
Right?
You wouldn't
what if
be
he
all,
finger fucked your daughter?
You wouldn't be all 6 months and deferred on that ass, would you? Fuck no. You'd
no.
be pissed.
You'd be like, lethal injection, please.
So, excuse my disgusting
face. Got an electric chair with a dry sponge, motherfucker. Let's do this. I know.
What the fuck? All right. Well, you got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
Nope. I am good to go.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. episode number 280.
280!
Email us info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com, that's where all our shit's at. Thejamhole.com.
Thank you.
thejamhole.com. thejamhole.com/Twitter or Tumblr or Facebook or MySpace or YouTube or whatever Danny, the fuck. We got all that shit.
Forums or
donate.
Vimeo.
Or donate or Vimeo. Check out the surgery video. Yeah. If you guys spare PayPal change, send it our way, thejamhole.com/donate/vote. Give us a vote on Podcast Alley. It's a new month. Other than that, we will see you guys back here Monday.
Monday it
Have
is.
Have a good, safe weekend.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.